Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Faith Alive, the process is there, where we walk by faith and not by sight, using our everyday life to bring God glory as he takes us from height to height, depth to depth, glory to glory, faith to faith, as the word that he's spoken to us, over us, and concerning us is proven as we walk in the realm of faith, watching the word of God manifest in our life, that we're not only a blessing to ourselves, but we're a blessing to every generation, to every race, as we trust God and watch the word that he's spoken manifest through us. It is a blessing to be with you today. We've been looking at individuals in the Bible. We've been looking at their lives, watching as they are chosen by the Lord, who God always chooses people who are unlikely candidates. He chooses an Abraham or an Abram and calls them an Abraham. He chooses a Jacob and calls them Israel. He chooses unlikely people, people that we ordinarily would not choose ourselves, and he endows them with his spirit, his anointing, calls them to a place that they never expected, and he does the miraculous in their life. They see the word of God proven, and even though they may not always make the right decisions or the right choices or even consult God concerning certain things, it does not stop the word of God that he's spoken concerning them. We see the word of God manifest in their life because the word of God is more powerful than our failures and our thoughts. It comes in and it commands the place where we've fallen or the place that we have not made the right decision to be taken in and basically working in our good, working in our favor. God commands the word and his will to live beyond or live greater than the mistake. He is a very present help. So when he comes in with help and meets and supply our need, it does not refute the word that he's already spoken, for his word is everlasting to everlasting, and it cannot fail, and he cannot lie. So whenever we are in the place where we are submissive to the will of God, and we are under the authority of God, and we're walking according to his word, and our life is his, that word that he's spoken concerning us manifests in our lives, and we see God's will being done, regardless of our shortcomings. Because God himself knew when he called Abraham, when he called David, when he called Jacob, when he called every individual in the Bible that we see, that they themselves were imperfect people. But his word was perfect and is perfect because he is perfect. And that word is going to come to pass because he's powerful enough to make it happen. He even swore to Abraham and swore in the Bible and said that if I do not do what I said that I would do, then I will switch places with you. You will be Lord over me and I will follow you. But he's so awesome. He knew that he could not fail because he watches over everything that he says, every word that he speaks, to manifest it. So whatever God has called or spoken concerning you, and you are in his will, submissive unto him, watch that word come to pass. The word of God lets us know that he is faithful to do exceedingly, abundantly, far above what we ask, think, or imagine. He's going to do it because he's God Almighty. We have been talking about so much in the word over these months, our journey of faith. We have been talking about the process. We've been talking about our heart and how we are to condition our heart and our will to the will of God. We've been talking about our mindsets, and even yesterday we spoke on the area of allowing the enemy to pull in our mind, as he did with Eve, with the spirit of deception, not to be deceived by the circumstance. Don't listen to the enemy. We're going to talk a little bit about that again because I want us to understand that the enemy's methods have not changed. These are the same methods that he's been using since the garden. These are the same methods that he uses on the saints of God. He uses these methods on those that are in the world. He tries to keep the sinner from going to heaven, and he tries to keep us from enjoying our journey to heaven. And so his methods are the same. They haven't changed. It is still deceit. It is still seducing spirits that comes in the thought process, that comes in the mind, because if he can get you to think like he did and with the words that he used in the garden, then he's got you. He said to Eve,
in the garden, surely you will not die. You will be as God. And he wants us to be self-sufficient, independent of God. But not only that, he wants us to live defeated lives, lives that do not achieve the will and the purpose of God, but he's a liar. We've been called to be overcomers. We've been called to be victorious in this life through the blood of Jesus Christ. So we're not going to fall to the deceptive vices of the enemy. The enemy has been saying over and over and over again, even as we read it in the book of Isaiah, he keeps saying, I will exalt my kingdom. I will make my kingdom. I will do this. In fact, Isaiah 14 says it this way. It says, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And this is what the enemy is trying to do and has been trying to do. But he wants us to be in the same magnitude, self-sufficient. He wants us to have a language that speaks about the word, but live in a lifestyle that is self-sufficient of God. And because many of us have practiced in our former life of living and doing whatever we want, we have to be trained how to trust God and do it God's way. We have to walk by faith and learn of God. And as we learn of him, as we begin to eat the word and apply the word and live the word through the grace and the knowledge of God, because the word of God lets us know, and you hear me say this continually on this broadcast, as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ, we grow in that maturity and that strength of God. We grow spiritually so that we'll become strong, that we'll be able to resist the enemy and all the tactics that he uses, because his tactics are not going to change as you grow stronger in the Lord. They're just going to get more deceptive and seducing. But we'll be able to see those things afar off. We'll be able to know those things as we continue to walk by faith, as we continue to grow, as we continue to ignite our spirit man, as we continue to take that word. We will not be deceived by the enemy or his tactics that comes through the thought pattern, that comes to coil up in our emotional realm to make us walk after the things of the flesh according to our emotions, where he's planning thoughts. The thing that happens when the enemy tries to promote this self-sufficiency and independence from God, he tries to keep the believer spiritually off balance, and he tries to keep us confused about who we are in Jesus Christ, what we have received, and what God has done, and what is ours through the blood of Jesus Christ. He tries to make us be separated from our identity and confused about who we are in Jesus. And the enemy basically tries to plant these things in the mind. He basically continues to repeat the same thing over and over again, especially when you're facing challenges in your life, challenges in your home, in your finances, in your physical body, in your marriage, in your ministry, in that business, wherever it is, even in career choices or struggling with some things in your personal walk. He tries to make it seem as if the word of God is not working. Something's wrong with you. So he starts to mess with your mind with thoughts over and over and over and over again about it's not working, it's not worth it, if something's wrong with you, God only has favors. He only blesses these people. You're not good enough. You can't do this. You're not strong enough. He begins to play in the mind realm over and over and over again to try to make you abort what God has already promised you, because he knows the word of God is sure. It will not fail. It will surely come to pass. So he knows that God is powerful enough to make that word manifest in your life. But if you abort, if you let go of the thing that God has called you to, the thing that God wants you to do in your life, then he has you in a defeated state. He has you in a place where it doesn't look like you're moving forward. But you cannot go by the flesh. You have to go in the spirit realm and look by faith and say, I am what God says, I will have what God says, I will be what God says, and all things have worked together and will work together for the good. God will not fail me. His promises unto me are yes and amen. He is a God that has no respect of persons. You have to go and begin to talk to yourself and talk to the enemy with the word of God. Jesus did not use his feelings. He was hungry. He was in the wilderness. He had all, the Bible lets us know that they were around him when he was being, when he was there for 40 days and 40 nights, and he had not eaten and, or drinking anything, but he was there and he was fasting, that when he went into the wilderness, that the enemy was trying to make him fall with all of the temptations that he had brought to mankind. But Jesus did not fall because he understood that even the circumstances and the situation around him, that was the physical elements of where he was and the spiritual elements of where he was, were not going to defeat him. He used the word to succumb the enemy. He used the word against the enemy. And you cannot use what you feel in a spiritual fight. You have to use the word in faith, with faith. You have to use the word of God. And I said it yesterday, get every scripture that is you're facing in your life. Go and get those scriptures for what is in your life, for what you're facing, to go and be combating the enemy. Not your feelings, not your emotions. Don't allow him to quarrel in your mind. Don't allow him to make you feel like you're defeated. Don't allow him to make you feel like it's not worth it. Don't allow him to make you feel like this is your end, that this is the way it's always going to be, that it's not going to change. If God be for you, if God be everything that he says, if God be the King of kings and the Lord of lords, if God be the creator of the heavens and the earth, if God be faithful, if God be true, if God sits on the throne, if God be everything that we know about him, every name that we know him to be, if God be God, and then he be for me, if he be in my favor, he is with me, if he be all of that, and he with me, be for me, he's for me, and then be for me in the form of going against the adversary, if he's all of that, then what enemy can defeat the word, can be against me and win? If the word of God has been spoken concerning me, if God has spoken a word, God's word remains true. God's word will stand when everything else is going down and has gone down. That's what the Bible tells us. The word of God remains forever. So whatever God has spoken, prophecy is going to stop, but the word of God will remain forever. God himself. It is God. John tells us that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word was God. It is God. It is Jesus. And he remains faithful forever. And if he has spoken concerning you any word, I don't care how long it's been and how much you've gone through and what it looks like, God's word will come to pass concerning you. Do not get weary in your well-doing. Do not give up now. Don't let go. You are right there. You are going to have to press your way through by faith. Press, press, press. Don't let go. Don't allow the enemy to coil his thoughts in you. Don't allow him to bring that deception and seducing spirits around you. Go and say, I'm girding myself up with my most holy faith. I'm commanding my mind, this mind, to be in Christ Jesus. I'm commanding everything in me to now live for the glory of God. I'm binding myself to the will of God and the word of God and the life of God and the truth of God. And his will shall be done, not mine. And watch God show up. Watch, he said, it is not over. God has the final word. He has the final say-so concerning everything in your life. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. God is not mocked. Don't allow deception to come in. Don't allow seducing talks and words to come in. Believe the word of God. He is faithful and true. I'm Pastor Cheryl Baxton, here with you for Favor Life. Process of there, this 15-minute empowerment. I pray that you've been blessed and that you would join me again for another session of empowerment. God bless you. And remember, God is not marked. It's not the way it seems. Hold on to the word of God.